So, Greg, economist Dick Conway is painting a relatively sunny picture for the Puget Sound region this year. You're not going to rain on his parade, are you?
Well, I don't want to. Dick Conway is probably the premier economist in the greater Puget Sound, maybe in the Northwest. He's been doing this for 30 years, and he knows his stuff, and he does a great job. But my concern is there are a few things we need to think about that could throw these things off.
Well, one thing I think about is that, I mean, in the past we've seen that we had a really strong economy thanks largely to Boeing and Microsoft. And when the rest of the nation was in trouble, we sort of sailed through relatively well. But it doesn't always work out that way, does it?
Well, with the perfect example is 2008. Almost everybody, including Dick, said that the Northwest, particularly Puget Sound, was going to weather the coming recession, and that we were just the national recession would just kind of breeze by us and not really affect us. And of course, we learned that everybody was crushed by that recession, and it didn't turn out any way that was expected.
But now, of course, things are looking up. Boeing, I mean, the Machinist Union, they've extended their contract. We have the 737 MAX being produced here, the 787. That's looking good. Job growth seems to be picking up. Microsoft seems to be relatively healthy. So it sounds good. It sounds like we may be in one of those positions where maybe the Puget Sound area will do a little bit better.
And added to that, you have such huge companies as Costco and Starbucks and Amazon.com. I mean, these companies are just going like freight trains down a hill.
So there's a lot going in our favor, but of course, what are the caveats?
I think the caveats aren't so much here. They're national, international. I think the biggest is Europe. If the economic Armageddon that's threatening the entire European economy isn't solved fairly quickly, that's going to be an enormous problem for us. And then we still have the issue of budget deficits. We've got to find a way to either slow those deficits or turn them around, or we're just going to be awash in red ink. So those are a couple of the biggest boulders that block the path.
And also in the past year, we saw just the political wrangling going on in Washington, D.C., affecting the markets. And, of course, this is an election year.
That's very scary. We need to find a way for the two sides to get together and agree to do what's best for the country. And the whole country is suffering as a result of the intransigence. So, yeah, that could be another of those enormous blockades that'll prevent us from having a really successful year.
So, should we be optimistic or not?
Well, to coin a phrase, I think all things considered, let's hope that Conway's improving growth outlook is the way it's going to be. Maybe it could be even better. Wouldn't that be great?
It certainly would. Thanks, Greg. Greg Haberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.